You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. Stupid News time here at FM 99. Item number one in Stupid News this morning comes to us from Hartford, Connecticut. 25-year-old Jonathan Rivera was at the Hartford Superior Court on Wednesday this week to answer charges of first-degree larceny and tampering with a motor vehicle involving a car theft. While waiting to appear before the judge, agents from the Hartford Parking Authority were scanning license plates of cars in the parking lot. They came across a stolen car. They waited. By God, Jonathan walked out of the courtroom and got into the stolen car.
So to answer the charges of stealing a car, he stole the car.
Drove a stolen car to get to the courthouse. Answer to the, they just arrested him, right? Yeah. Don't even bother starting it.
Yeah. I think he's got a problem, Rick. Yeah.
Can I borrow your car?
When Rivera came out of the courthouse, got into the stolen vehicle, he was arrested. Okay, that's not good. That's item number one, stolen car to answer for a stolen car.
Item number two, what's the name of the graduation song? I was trying
Pump
to find it in
and Circumstance.
That's it. Yeah, okay. All right, I got it.
All right.
A 22-year-old in Louisiana named Bianca White was booked into jail this week for posing as a student at LSU's graduation ceremony. Apparently,
really?
She got her hands on a cap and gown.
Yeah.
And then she decided that she would just walk on stage with the real graduates, and she took someone else's diploma.
Oh, my God.
That really sucks.
Oh, buddy. Buddy.
What a jerk.
Oh, that sucks.
She took the cover, swapped it with a fake diploma that she brought with her. Not sure why she bothered to go to the graduation. It would have been a lot easier to just get it on eBay, they say. She could have lied on her resume as well. But according to KLFY, our best guess is she was trying to trick her family into thinking that she actually graduated.
I think that's true.
She wasn't even enrolled there, though. So,
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows what's going on with her.
So, I mean, potentially, she could have been taking money from her family this whole time to be going to college.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And, okay.
So instead of graduating with the money we gave you, you're in jail.
Or the student loan money.
And
you just went ahead and spent
it
on whatever, right?
Yep. Someone at the graduation ended up confronting her. The cops got involved. She is facing charges for theft and fraud. Pretty girl, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, well, she'll marry fine.
Yeah, right.
Happy International Women's Day. You're a strong, beautiful woman and powerful and doesn't need no man or something. Stolen moment.
Yeah.
She took someone else's diploma. You got somebody's moment. Somebody's mom and dad are sitting out there waiting for this picture. They spent $80,000 to put their kid through this school, maybe more. Yeah. And you just got their moment. Because their kid doesn't have a diploma to grab or a hand to shake or whatever it is.
However,
you're a bum.
What? At first blush, you're right.
Yeah.
But if you're LSU, do you go all out? Do you have the graduation for the one and you bring in like a special speaker?
Maybe
and you
so.
Actually, and you know how many people would turn out for that because she got robbed?
That's, oh, yeah.
That would be a win-win if you're, I'm sure somebody at LSU is smart enough to think.
Probably.
That. Yeah.
Probably. Or they just have a supply of fake diplomas that they hand you. I seem to remember that. I think my son's diploma was like that. I seem to remember that. Like, you got a blank one and they mail you the finished one later or something. I'm not sure. That sounds familiar.
Well,
to me.
When I was in school, if you were like 3 credits away, but you were enrolled for the summer or the fall semester, they let you walk, but you wouldn't get the diploma.
Okay, but you still get the handshake and
You still get the thing because they don't
photo op.
They would assume you wouldn't get that moment again because
Coming back in the midwinter one, right?
No.
I didn't go for that moment. Like, I got the diploma. It was mailed to me eventually, but I didn't want to go to graduation because I was like, speeches and sitting there for a long
time. It is boring as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, my parents never really said whether they minded or not. I wonder, because they spent all this money to put me through college, you know? I wonder if they actually wanted that moment, or if they were also like, phew, we don't have to sit through all that.
Well, I can just tell you, that's a moment I was demanding.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having this.
Right.
We're having this. Everybody has efforted to make this happen. You worked your ass off, and this is your day. Go be a part of it. You're going to, someday you might want to have this in your memory bank. Who knows?
Yeah.
Go see your, you know, the cool speaker and all that other jazz. Oh, we're doing it. I got, you know, we're in the nosebleeds, but we're doing it.
Right.
There he is. Ah!
Sit up at the top. Yeah. He looks like an ant.
Yep. I know. Oh, my God. It's Virginia Tech. It's a huge school.
Oh, yeah.
There's thousands of people graduating, you know. They run them through in schools. So, like, all the engineers go, and then all the, you know, archaeologists or whatever it happens to be, right? All right, and then finally this morning, here we go, a little follow-up for you. A little follow-up for you. On Wednesday, January the 17th, you may remember this story. Police in England arrested a guy named Lamar Chambers. He was arrested, charged with possession with intent to sell drugs. He went to a hearing. The court authorized him to be detained until he swallowed the drugs, apparently, and they were waiting for him to pass them. And so he just decided he's not going to take a poop.
Right, okay.
And this went on for days.
Oh, man.
Days became weeks.
Oh, no.
Weeks became months, right?
Went past a month.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Apparently, he swallowed some heroin and some cocaine while being chased by police.
Oof.
Now, if they're in balloons or something, God help you if one of those breaks, you're dead.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He was routinely supplied with food and water during his captivity and during his holding there in the jail as they waited for him to pass these things. Yeah. On Monday, March the 5th, that's this past Monday.
Whoa!
The decision was made, following medical and legal advice, to release Mr. Chambers. He has not pooped in 47 days.
That's he wins.
Real. He won.
I think.
He won. 47 days. I guess their justice system does not allow for laxatives or going in after the stuff. I guess. I'm not sure how ours works in this case.
Get a search warrant or something, you know?
Yeah, we do. Check your butt.
Well, it may not be down to it. I mean, by now it's got to be down there, right?
Yeah.
But to get something out of someone's intestines, can you get a court order? And can you? What would you do? I guess feed them laxatives? Force feed them laxatives?
Guess,
can
yeah.
you? I don't know.
I hope he went right before he got there because, man, 47 days is a long time. I can't imagine.
47 days. He won. They can't hold him anymore.
But he's probably caused permanent damage to his body and taken years off his life.
Oh, God knows.
Congratulations. Yeah. He's not going to jail.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
they're not going to stay in jail.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah. That's
47 days.
How big was that thing?
Oh.
Yes.
They're just rocks at this point.
Yeah.
Just hey, what's your special talent?
Well, maybe he knew this about himself.
Yeah.
Maybe he was particularly suited to this.
I'm your guy.
He goes weeks without pooping anyway. Yes. He's like a snake.
Load me up.
I eat once a month. Yeah. Those three stories are true, you guys.
And stupid.
And that's why this is called...
Stupid News.
This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Jeff Dye is here from the Funny Bone.
Joining you guys. It seems apropos that I'm here for the Stupid News.
Yes.
This is my thing.
This is your bailiwick.
Yeah, right? Dude.
We're going to group a couple right over there.
For idiots.
Yeah. Thank you. Kind of a tour guide for idiots in a sense. Yeah, Stupid News this morning. Item number one comes to us from Australia, where a woman who filmed herself encouraging her 11-year-old son to hit the bong. Bad enough, you should put your kid on your son's first bong hit. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's 11.
Oh.
Choices. But then you video it.
Yeah.
Like that's something to be achieved.
Yeah, this kid's smoking at a 12th grade level.
Yeah.
She wanted everyone to see it.
Well, her mom is 29, so the child was born when she was 18.
There you go.
Choices. Life's filled with choices. Here we are recording, and they had his name, having his very first bong hit, said the woman, in the film.
Well,
she then tells her son to go for it, and he is seen lighting the device and hitting it hard. Took police less than 24 hours to find the woman.
Oh, wow. So she did get in trouble for
it. Oh, she's in big trouble, yeah.
I learned from watching you.
Those drug commercials. She appeared in court where it was discovered that she was still smoking. The court decided that home detention would be inappropriate, so they put her in custody.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Who's going to raise this 11-year-old pothead now?
I don't know. Who's going to get his weed for him now he's got the habit? He loves it.
His dealer and his mom is now put in jail.
Thanks a lot, you guys. And, of course, the Little Tykes, my first bong set. You going to like that? Thank you, Little Tykes.
With
little
real
little Tokes. Little Tokes, my first bong.
Friday real bubbling Tokes.
Lighter not included. That's item number one.
Item number two takes us to a guy named Cody Clemens, who's in prison in Memphis, Tennessee. On Saturday, his 68-year-old grandma, Sarah, smuggled him in a cell phone.
Really?
He had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with the cell phone inside. She passed the bag of Doritos to him. That's how he got the phone.
Right.
But a guard saw the exchange and wanted to look in the Doritos bag. Turned out there wasn't just a cell phone inside.
No.
It was actually a bunch of meth, ecstasy, heroin, and some painkillers wrapped in black electrical tape.
But they told Nana it was a phone, and if I had a phone, I would call you more often, Nana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She told the guard she didn't know she was smuggling drugs. She thought she was just taking in a phone.
Oh,
but
the old I didn't know I had drugs routine.
in with Doritos. Yeah. How perfect is that?
She's now in jail facing a contraband charge, which could get her 6 years. Meanwhile, Cody's only doing 3 for the burglary he was part of.
He doesn't get any extra time for
setting this up? Receiving?
They can't prove it, I bet. I bet they can't prove that he was in on it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you could prove that. Because he's already in the joint, so there's no...
Right.
All these drug stories, you know, it's really hard to hear. The 11-year-olds, old people, it's just drugs all over.
Yeah.
Nancy Reagan is just turning in her grave.
Yeah.
She's all these stories. She must hate stupid news.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I seem to remember the Reagans and their war on drugs. All right, finally this. And I'm warning you, this is going to get a little spicy.
Oh, nice.
It's just an odd story. A man.
Every song.
A man who stands accused of slipping a finger.
Okay.
Into an available opening during a consensual sexual act has been found not guilty.
This is old news. That's Kobe Bryant, right?
Put a ring on it. The story is this. A 26-year-old guy meets a girl. This is in England. They go back to her place. She agreed to have sexual intercourse with a man. But in the middle of the act, he then slid a finger somewhere else. She said, stop that.
Didn't agree to that.
This went on for several minutes until the woman got up. She then called the police to file an assault report. She feeling that she was assaulted by the errant finger.
Yikes.
But the rest of it's cool.
Right.
We all agree that we were there. That part I didn't like. So you've assaulted me, and you should go to jail for this.
I agree with that. You still get to choose what you get to do in that.
Yeah. The woman replied, when he inserted the finger, it hurt.
That's good to note.
It's a good detail, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems like this kind of stuff really happens all the time.
Let's see here. Normally, when you are having sex, you are supposed to stop if someone says no.
Yeah,
normally.
Normally.
Yeah.
No! She was then asked, did you feel at that point that you had simply let yourself down and felt used? She said no. She said that his, let's see, the attorney.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Just to be clear, the sex was consensual, but the extra part was not. Yeah. According to the story, there were cheers coming from the public gallery when the jury verdict was delivered that this guy was not guilty of sexually assaulting.
What?
Not
and
guilty.
And they cheered?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they were cheers.
Well, he's definitely guilty.
Yeah.
And why would they cheer for him? That's
I don't
such
know.
A weird...
The whole fraternity was there that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe they did. Yeah, maybe they did it in a soccer club. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
At some point, he had to stand up and be like, yes, I stuck this finger in.
Would that be the finger? Do you see the finger in the courtroom?
Could you hold it up, please?
Yeah, can you?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, very.
That's what she said.
Yeah, but also, like, why? Like, I'm just curious how this is, why this is on Stupid News.
Yeah, because it's stupid. Yeah.
Seems obvious. Yeah, it seems like you do all the things they like, not the things they don't like.
I would think so.
That's pretty easy. Yeah. Do you like that? Yeah. No? All right, I won't do that.
Nope.
Kind of crazy.
What a world.
Yeah. Those three stories.
Smoking weed.
Yeah. It's all about putting stuff in your mouth.
Old Doritos smuggling. And now the old finger story.
The old finger. Yeah. Can you finger the criminal in this case?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. Nor would I shake his hand, Your Honor. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is
Stupid News.